We are on Daf Tani Beis Amud Beis. We're going to start again from Amar Rabbi Yanai, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines before the end of the five lines, of wide lines. Amar Rabbi Yanai, the Chabura Nimnu Vegamru, in a group, I guess, a gathering of Tamid Chachama, and we voted, and we decided, and Kedushin Taisim Bihama, we decided that the halacha is that if a person tries to marry, do Kedushin to a Yavama who didn't have Yibum or Chalitza, right, so there's an Isra Lav, but over here, the Torah expressed the Lav in a different way than it normally expresses the Lav. Usually the Torah says, do not marry. Here the Torah says, Laisiya, she should not be. So we dash from the word Laisiya means it doesn't work. It is not effective. And therefore, this is an exception. Even the Rabbanan who say that normally Kedushin work by Chayv Lavim, this Lav, we voted like the Shita of Rav before, that Kedushin would not be typhus in the Yavama because the Torah expressed it with the word Laisiya. Amalei Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan says to Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi, let Mishnah say Nihuzuf, I can prove it to you from a Mishnah. You're making it sound like you voted for this Chiddush. I have a Mishnah that says that. Which Mishnah? Did not. This is a Mishnah that says as follows. Amalei Isha, a person says to a woman, he's a guy. He walks over to a woman who's Jewish, and he says, I'd like you to marry me. After I will become Jewish, after I convert, I want to be married to you. So he wants the Kedushin to kick to work on this woman after he becomes a ger, or lagash is his gairi, or after you convert. He's an Eved Kanani who cannot make Kedushin. He wants the Kedushin to work for after Shichrur. After you become free. He walks over to a married lady, says, I'd like to marry you after your husband dies. He's married to this woman's sister. He walks over to the wife's sister and says, Because after your sister dies, my wife, I would like to be married to you. Or, I would like to marry you after you get chalitza. This is the case we're zeroing in on. Right? The other cases, Kedushin cannot work now. There's no way. You can't do Kedushin when the man is a guy, or the woman is a guy, or the man is an Eved, or the woman is a Shevcha, or the woman is married, or the man is married to the woman's sister. Those are all cases that Kedushin can't work now. So even though he wants to do it in the future, this Tana is saying it cannot work. Now the Tana throws in another case. He goes over to Yavama, and he says, I'd like to make Kedushin for after Chalitza. Now, if he can make Kedushin now, why can't he do it for later? If the person can marry her now, so why can't he do it for later? A guy can marry a woman now, and he can say, I'm marrying you, but you kick it in 30 days. So he wants to kick it in after Chalitza. Must be, because now she's not eligible for Kedushin. Because she's the Yavama Lashuk, and Kedushin doesn't work. So Rabbi Yechanan says to Rabbi Yanai, I don't need you to paskim to beferish the Mishnah. The Mishnah puts together the case of Akash Yachos L'chol Yavamech with the other cases where Kedushin is not applicable now, and he wants to do it for later and it doesn't work, and one of the cases mentioned is a case which is the Yavama Lashuk, and the guy wants it to kick in after Chalitza. That means now it can't work, because if it worked now, he can do it for later. Ein Mekudeshes. Amalai, Yilav D'Zalor L'Chasba. If I would not have uncovered the shard, would you have found the pearl? Meaning, there is another, you could learn this Mishnah differently. Once I told you that Yavama L'Shuk Kedushin doesn't work, you look at the Mishnah, you say, hey, that's exactly what the Mishnah is saying. Therefore, you needed me to teach you the halacha, and now you can understand the Mishnah. But if not for me, you wouldn't have said that shot in the Mishnah. You would have said a different shot, which we will see in a moment what it is. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Nimnu v'gamru d'dashina le'siyah le'tei b'havaya, Kedushin should not work. Einim u'kudashas. Kivin d'hashtam le'tavsim ha'kedushi. since you can't marry her now, let's take the case of the guy's a guy. He can't marry her now, he's a guy. He cannot make it work for later. You cannot accomplish a kinyan of something that's not available now. Right? It's like saying, I want to buy next year's fruit. Next year's fruit is not here. You can't buy what's not here. This man or this woman is not capable of kedushin now. They want a future to do something they cannot do now. That's called being makna davar shloi bali ilam. Right? Let's say the woman. He wants to acquire the woman who is not in the parsha of kedushin. She's physically here, but as far as kedushin is concerned, she's not here. He wants it to kick in when she will become available. He cannot do it now, but he wants it to work when it'll be when it'll be able to work. So there, halacha is this matana holds. You cannot make a kinyan for the future that you cannot do now. What you can't do now, you cannot do in the future. But you can do it now.
Don't we say to a supplier, when you buy from a wholesaler, I'm going to buy this from you, and he doesn't have it yet?
That's a machloikis, whether that can work or not. Again, first of all, to machloikis, whether you can be mocked and dovish the bali of them or not. This title holds you cannot, number one. Number two is there are ways to do it. For instance, you can buy the item for the Paris. I can buy your tree, a right in your tree for the fruit. The tree exists, so I can get a right in the tree for that. There are ways of doing it, but it has to be done in a way that, according to this Tana, that you cannot buy something that doesn't exist.
Maybe those things are already in existence.
We'll get to that later, whether that makes a difference or not.
Or maybe it's the word. Yes.
Again, that doesn't make a difference. Okay. So, Zuck Trashi, me my shkagas maginusa. If I wouldn't have told you, but have a master gadaita the time of the top to kedushin hashtahu, you would not have understood it. It's because there's no kedushin now. Ella, what you would have thought is, there's another way to learn the Mishnah, and that is even something I can do now, I cannot do for the future. I can marry this woman now. I decide to marry her when something happens. That thing hasn't happened yet. Can you do that or not? Now, we approach things that since you could do it now, you can do it for when something happens. You can tell a lady, I will marry you after you do A, B, and C. After A, B, and C happens. Why? You can marry her now. So since you can do it now, you can do it. But if not a Rabbianai, you could have said, yes, I can marry this Yavama right now. But I didn't marry her right now. I wanted to be dependent on somebody else giving chalitza. I made the kedushin dependent on something that doesn't exist yet. I didn't have to make it dependent on that. I could have done it now without that, but I didn't. So you could have said, the pshat in this Mishnah is, not because I can't have kedushin now, even I could have kedushin now, but I'm not doing it now. I'm doing it after something else happens. Maybe you can't do it that way. So Abiyana is saying, without me, you would have looked at this Mishnah and said, yes, you can marry Yavam Lashuk today. But that's not what the guy said. He didn't say, I want to marry you now. He said, I want to marry you after Chalitza. Chalitza hasn't happened yet. You want something to kick in after something that didn't happen yet. That doesn't work. That would have been an option in learning the Mishnah. But once I told you that Kedushin doesn't work in Yavama, you look at this Mishnah and say, it fits perfectly. You don't, without me, it would have been a different shot. Let me step back. We say, ain't other machna davar shloi bali ilam. There's two ways to understand that. One is to say, anything I can't do now, I can't do in the future. If it doesn't, I can't do it now. I need something else to happen.
And it included that case.
Hold a second. That would have been the great case for the guy that the guy, she's a guy, I can't do it now, I can't do it later. What if it's something I could do now?
Like the
Yavama. Like the Yavama. But I don't want to do it now. I want to do it for after Chalitza. Can that work or not?
Well, the fact that it included it with all these other things, you know, it's
maybe not. Maybe the Mishnah is telling me a bigger Kiddush. First it tells me the list of things that I can't do now, and then it throws in something that I could do now, and it's saying, even though I could do it now, but I'm not doing it now. So therefore, Dr. Bianai, once I told you that you can't do Yavama now, then you see that in the Mishnah. Without me, you would have said that the Mishnah is telling me a bigger Kiddush, that even something I can do now, I can't do for the future, which is not true. But you wouldn't have known that. Once I told you that Yavama can't be done now, now you read the Mishnah, it says exactly what I told you. You needed me to pick the shard up so you can find the pearl in the Mishnah. No, I think it's smaller Kiddush. He's saying if it's exact that you can't do it now. The reason you can't do Kiddush for later is because you couldn't do it now. But if you could do it now, you could do it for later. Without Rabbi Anai, you would have said you can marry the Yavama now. Amar Rav Shlokas. This was the conversation between Rabbi Yochanan and his Rebbe Rabbi Anai. Rav Shlokas, who was a Talmud Chavar of Rabbi Yochanan, says to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Ilav the Kosach Gavre Rabba, if not of the fact that Rabbi Yochanan praised you, meaning he agreed to your pshat in the Mishnah, he just told you you needed him to teach it to you, I would have said the Mishnah is not approved. Because Masnisa Rabbi Kivi, the main Kedushin types of Machai V'lav, I would have learned, yes, that you can't do Kedushin to Yavama now. But not because it says Lysia, but because it goes like Rabbi Kiva, who says you can never do Kedushin in Chai V'Lavin. So according to Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah reads perfectly. You can't marry the Yavama now, because you can't marry a Chai V'Lavin. I would have not walked away saying, even though it's a Lav and Kedushin works, this is a different Lav. I would have said the Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, if the Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva, you have no proof to anything. Listen, Rabbi Yonai said you're right. Rabbi Yonai said you have the right shot in the Mishnah. If Rabbi Yonah wouldn't have praised you, I would have not gone for that. I would have said the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva. The man can do some types of Mechai V'lav. I'm a labor, Shlokish, Lord Yechim. So the truth is, there are three ways to learn this Mishnah. Three ways. Had you not had anything here, Rabbi Yonah is telling Rabbi Yechim, you would have walked away saying that even something that can be done now can't be done for later. That's what you would have walked away saying. Because I told you that Kedushin is not Taifas Mechai V'Lavim, I'm sorry, that Yavama doesn't work, you now have the troop shot in the Mishnah, is that it doesn't work now. That's, and Rav Shlokas says, I would have said a totally different shot. I would have said Kedushin doesn't work now, but not because Yavama is special, but because Kedushin never works Mechai V'Lavim. Dr. Gemara, and because it is, the Gemara now enters a whole new sugya. Because the Gemara is saying, Rav Shlokas said, that this Mishnah could have been written by Rabbi Kiva. The problem is, Rabbi Kiva holds that you can make a kinyan for something that's not existent in the world. This is a machlokes. Can a person be machna davish lebali aylam or not? The question, can you sell a future or not? Right? We have assumed here that you can't. We said, the guy says to the woman, when you become free, I will marry you. That's a future. When you become Jewish, I will marry you. That's a future. Right? Rabbi Kiva happens to hold that you can do it. Therefore, this Mishnah can be like Rabbi Kiva. So what is Rav Shlokas saying? I would have said the Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva. It couldn't be Rabbi Kiva. So we're zeroing in on what Rav Shlokas said. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonah had their conversation. Came along with Rav Shlokas and said, you know, I think this Mishnah could have gone like Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara turns to Rav Shlokas and says, no, it cannot. Because Rabbi Kiva happens to hold, you can acquire a future. He would argue in this whole Mishnah. He would say, if you walk over to a lady and say to her, when you become Jewish, I will marry you, Hari Atmul Kadeshethli, it works. Even a guy. Because you're not being Mekadosh, you're saying it should kick in when you become Jewish. It's acquiring a future.
How does the word actually work?
He's not even Jewish. Again, he's doing it for a future. How can I buy something that doesn't exist? The answer is I can make a kinyan on a future. That's a big problem. Pashta is not. Not Amabria. Amabria is Jewish. Shivka Kanis. They're both not the other. Not everybody that wants to convert can convert. And not everybody that wants to become free can become free.
So that part of that's the thing. If the stone would not be free, then it has to be the master wants to do it.
And here you need a bezin to agree. You're making it sound that the conversion process is simple and the freedom process is much more difficult. I just disagree with that first statement. The conversion process is not simple. I don't know what that meant. Okay, so you don't know what you meant, and I for sure don't have to know what you meant.
What's the reason for the
when this should happen?
But you understood him because I didn't understand what he meant.
I didn't even understand that. start thinking that I'm thinking.
Yes.
The Mishima holds that you travel out by travel out with a solution is not the
correct.
Why can't this go out? I'm not
again, forget Chai Velavim, forget Chai Vekrisis. A guy, can he marry somebody? How about if the guy walks over to the Jewish lady and says, when I convert, this should be a Kedushin. Does it work? The Bekiva says it does. Because you can make a kinyan for a future.
Then it won't be allowed.
To be Jewish. In the case of Yavama, it won't be allowed. Sorry? No. This Mishnah doesn't have to be written by Rabbi Akiva. Rish Lakish said this Mishnah is written by Rabbi Akiva. We're saying, who says? Adarabba, this Mishnah cannot be written by Rabbi Akiva. Not a Stira. Akiva never agreed to this Mishnah. It was Rish Lakish that attributed this Mishnah to Rabbi Akiva. It was his own thing. Never said the word Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rish Lakish said, I would have said it to Rabbi Akiva, and the Gemara is saying to Rish Lakish, no, you can't.
Because of the clause over
because Rabbi Akiva would hold on the Makna Davish Lebali Ayla. What? The Gemara said, well, that's why we're learning this Gemara, to find that out. That's why we're learning this.
Right?
I don't understand. Why is Lavin worse than a guy? The question is, can I do something for a future that cannot happen now? Well, then what does it make why it can't happen now? Again. What? What? Adamak the Davish the Valiel? Kinyan can be made in a future.
Not only right now.
It's not right now. You're doing it in the future. That's the Machlaikas. Adamak the Davish the Valiel or not?
What's the main
sheet? Remeir? Remeir is the one that says other machna davish lebali adam, correct?
That's the main sheet.
Right. So I'll cheat a little bit. See? I don't know if I should do this.
No, she really don't cheat. Hustle Adas, we can't let that happen.
But I just want to explain. Remeir only holds, meaning all the opinions that say you can be machna davish lebali adam, only say it by something that's common to come. For instance, the fruit of this tree. The things that grow in your field. There are things that are commonly going to come. So therefore I can make a kinyan on it because it's considered like it's here, even though it's not here yet. Things that don't happen commonly, even Remeir holds, you can't be machna davish lebali ayla. So the question that Rishayim have is even Rabbi Akiva who says you can be machna davish lebali ayla, but getting free is not common. For the sister to die is not common. For after your husband dies is not common. So why has it got to do with us? So they answer, the Rishayim answer, it could be like Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, we're saying this Mishnah can't be like a Mekiva, so Mekiva holds him out of Machna Davish Lebeli Yilam. But even those who hold you can be Machna Davish Lebeli Yilam, limit it to things that are common. This is not common. At least not all these cases are common. Most of the cases are not. Yavama happens to be the one thing that you can say is common. So, the Yerushalayim answer, that here, it's different than every other Davish Lebeli Yilam. The thing is here. The woman is here. The man is here. They're not non-existent. The circumstances led by the item. Usually, davish led by the item is that the item is not here yet. The fruit that will grow. The crop that will grow. The business deal that you will do. Not done yet. There's nothing here yet in the world. Whereas here, the man and the woman are both here. The Jew is not here, but the physical man is here. So therefore, here the Rishayim say, even if it's not so common, we consider it like common.
What we're saying here is that a non-Jew says to a non-Jew, when you convert and when I convert, here we're doing the producer. This is like a double thing. We're saying that two things have to come into existence. Not only that, where's his entrance, where's his prerequisite to be able to say those words? Now
not retroactive. The Kedushin will not work retroactive.
We're saying that the words he said as a non-Jew are now said when the conditions occur retroactively as a Jew. He was not a Jew when he said those.
Therefore,
he didn't have the capacity to even make such a
Jew. Well, he's not making it work now. He's making it work when he is a Jew.
Even to do that. How do you say he even has the future capacity to bind himself in this moment when he's not a Jew? I don't understand that.
The Gemara feels that since... I mean, I hear your question, but the Gemara doesn't see that as a difference. The Mishnah does not see... The Gemara does not see that as a difference.
I thought you said a moment ago, items, not people, items.
No, I meant to say that the fact that the people exist makes it that you don't need it to come and to happen. I was trying to be more lenient. Not the Gemara. V'hi Rebbe Kiva, ki amar lo lacha sheyach b'chuch livam mechlit v'sabah kedushin. To enter Rebbe Kiva, it should work. Now, shemini lo Rebbe Kiva, damar adam makna davish lobal yaylam. Rebbe Kiva holds, a person can acquire something that cannot be acquired now. But not. We have a proof from a Mishnah. Kainam shani oisil l'picha. A woman says to her husband, whatever work I do, my earnings, are banned to you with a nether. Ain't tzarich lahavir. He doesn't have to nullify it because it belongs to him. She has a lien. She is obligated to give him her earnings. Therefore, the neder will not kick in against her lien. Rebbe Kivaimer, yahavir. What I earn is usher to your mouth. Shani Isa, period. You can't use my earnings. That's what she said. She made a neder, banning her husband from her earnings. Dr. Mishnah, he doesn't have to bother nullifying it. It belongs to him. She can't ban it from him. Rebbe Kivaimer, Yavir, he should be my for it. Shem etadiv, all of Yaisim and Aroyloi. She might make more money than she has to give him. And that the neder would kick in on. And therefore, he should nullify it. Because that's going to be problematic to him. She's supposed to earn X, and she's going to earn X plus. The plus will have the netter. So in order to keep that from happening, he should nullify it. Now stop. She didn't earn anything yet. The earnings don't exist. And Rebbe Kiva is concerned that the netter will kick in when she earns more money, which she didn't do yet, to Davish Leibali Olam. The answer is, Rebbe Kiva holds, you can do that on a Davish Leibali Olam. Because items work on a davish lebali yilam. Rashi. Items ani aisa lebicha. Isha sha'amra lebai lemash ani aisa melocha ya'asa lebicha bekainam. Whatever I earn should be banned to you with a letter. Eina tzarech lehavir, the kivin the kamashabdele lemaisi adeham. Since she is mishubad, what word do I look for mishubad? She is obligated to give him her earnings. Loi masi nadra, she cannot make the letter. Shem etadiv olav, but not. What is a woman obligated to earn for her husband? Mitzkos he slum sheti, 5 slum weight of wool, that of the vertical threads, which are the heavier threads. Utzvei mishabdilei, and she doesn't have to earn any more. The hadafa chayel neder, and on the extra, the neder will chal. Avakav dadayim lenatas malacha, the work hasn't been done, it doesn't exist. And for the Gemara, that's not a proof. She didn't ban him from her work. She banned him from her hands, the right in her hands to earn her work. A husband has a right in the woman's hands to earn her work. The hands exist. And she's saying, a woman has hands that will earn the money. She can say, my hands are banned from you. Meaning, my use of my hand is banned from you, and that will keep the earnings from becoming his, because it comes from her hands, which belong to her. The adayim isnu ba'alma. Rashi? No Rashi. So the Gemara's answer is, she's not banning him from earnings. She's banning him from using anything that comes from her hands. And her hands are here, so the netter kicks in.
He has to get the earnings because... If she's captured, you need to hear anything.
No, it's from his zaynus. It's for food.
Earnings is
for food.
Earnings is
for food.
Oh, it's for food. Right. Hey, that's been a
terror. No. Pashtus not. Earnings are drabana.
Whatever it is. The bottom line is, what's the point? It's an offshoot from the hand.
Again, it's because she says, my hands are banned from you, therefore she is banning him from something that exists, and therefore the netter is chal. That's what the Gemara is saying.
The bottom line is, why is he getting it? It's missing the point. What is the hand? Because the hands are here, that gives me the assurance not to have to give you the even the first part, not the extra, the rest of the first part.
No, the first part she can't because he has a right in her hands for her earnings.
It seems so. I asked that. It seems to be that
the
whole thing.
Again, the husband owns a right in her hands for her earnings. That she can't ban. But the extras he doesn't own a right for. So that's... A woman is obligated to give her husband X amount of earnings. Right. That means he has a right in her hands to get that amount of earnings. Anything more, he has no right in her hands for. That she can't. Amur Rabbanu the Shibud of the Baal, the Gemara and Subba says... They made that shibut strong that the netter can't work on it. Makes no difference. Okay, so at the end of the day, because we brought in Davish Lebali Ailam, we will spend the next amud and a half discussing different opinions about Davish Lebali Ailam. Meaning, really, we wandered into this sukkah. We were talking about Yavama. Can a Yavama have Kedushin? That was our interest. We said, we have a Mishnah that says the Yavama can't have Kedusha. And Rabbi Shlaki said, no, that's going like Rabbi Kiva. And we said, Rabbi Kiva, he would say Yavama could have Kedusha in the future. And we said, nah, Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold that way. That's because it exists. So now, we've introduced the concept of Makna Davish Lebalim or not. And the Gemara says, okay, let's go into that and leaves alone the Sugya of Yavama, which he's been talking about.
Woman banning the extra earnings.
Yes.
It never comes to the man. He doesn't have right for them in the first place.
Why does she have to ban it at home? She doesn't have to ban it, but it's hard to live with a woman that you're not allowed to have any pleasure from that extra earnings. Well, hold on a second. Let's say the woman had a private bank account for whatever legal reason, totally hers, and she tells her husband, whatever belongs to me, you have no right in. How would that marriage look? So he has a right to nullify the netter. because it's beinoy lebeinoy. It hurts the marriage.
The letter is not necessary because he doesn't.
Well,
he doesn't have a right to.
I don't know. I use my wife's things. I don't ask her permission every time I use any one of her items.
It's not because it's coming to you, it's because you have an agreeable marriage.
Exactly. Now she's making this an unagreeable marriage.
And she has to ban something?
Well, she doesn't ban it. Doesn't every marriage doesn't use his wife's thing?
In other words, she's...
Nothing about that. I completely drive that one.
Husband has a right to her extra.
No, he doesn't have a right to her extra legal right. It's just regular people who live together use each other's items. That's what happens.
Does that make it that he has a right to? In other words, if he
it means he married
and he loses the money or whatever he spends.
I don't know. That's a legal question. I have no idea. All I know is it's not a healthy marriage when he can't use anything for her. Then everybody has a right to ban, to nullify that letter. This interpretation of Rabbi Akiva argues under Nachman by Yitzchak's interpretation of Rabbi Akiva. He interpreted Rabbi Akiva the original way we learned that a person can make a kinyan and a davish lebo liyayla. The Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Huna Karav. We'll see in a minute what that means. Rav Huna holds like Rav. Rav holds like Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai holds like Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya holds like Rabbi. Rabbi Rabbi holds like Rabbi Meir. Reb Meir holds like Reb Blazim and Yaakov. Reb Blazim and Yaakov holds like Reb Akiva. All these people hold a person can be Machne Davish Lebali Yalom. And each one learned it from the generation previously. Reb Huna was a student of Rav. He learned it from Rav. Rav learned it from Reb Yanai, who learned it from Reb Chia, who learned it from Rebbe, who learned it from Reb Meir, who learned, I don't know if he learned it from him or holds like him, Reb Meir like Reb Blazim and Yaakov, Reb Blazim and Yaakov like Reb Akiva. Now notice that one of the people listed on this list is Reb Akiva. That means Reb Nachman by Yitzchak is saying Reb Akiva holds a person can make a king in his Amish Lebo Le'ayla. Therefore, Reb Akiva, according to this, we couldn't say Reb Shlokish is shot in the Mishnah. Right, Reb Shlokish came along and said that Mishnah can be like Reb Akiva. We turned to Reb Shlokish and said you can't because Reb Akiva holds you can be Machin and Davish Lebo Le'ayim. So we answered, no, he doesn't. But Reb Nachman Yitzchak says, yes, he does. So it's an argument how to understand Reb Akiva.
Why do we always say that Reb Meir
Because in the sugya in Baba Metzia, where everybody learns about Davar Machzir Lolem, it's Reb Meir talking.
He was not the main person.
I don't know if you mean my main person, little person. I mean, he was a nice person. He was a Tana.
What I thought about was he's the one who originated. But also, I want to ask a question. Are there different ways to go to Roma? In this instance, would be considered one. In this instance, it's not. Are they learn the same completely, or are they different?
Pashtas are the same, but there could be differences. Some Rishayim do drive differences in some of the cases. Now the Gemara is going to go through each statement made by one of these Amoraim. What did Rav Huna say? What did Rav say? What did Reb Yanai say? What did Reb Chiya say? What did Rebbe say? What did Reb Meir say? What did Reb Blessed Yaakov say? What did Reb Akiva say? About the thing.
Each one is going to have a special case, and you can differentiate them.
Again, I said, I was very careful. I said, some Rishayim quote in some of the cases as being different. Something in my mind. Rav Huna Mahi. Where did Rav Huna say it? The Rabbi learned. Somebody who sells the fruit of his tree to his friend. The fruit hasn't grown yet. The dates that will grow from my date tree belong to you. I'm Rav Huna. You can change your mind until the dates grow, because the kinyan can't kick in. It's not here. But the minute the dates grow, the kinyan works. And belongs to the new guy. Where was the kinyan? Made before the dates even existed. Because you can sell something that doesn't exist. Now, till it exists, you can still change your mind. But once it exists, you can't change its mind. The kinyan kicks in. I just want to do Rashi also. He disagrees. He says the kinyan never worked. You cannot make a kinyan or a davish lebo liyayla. We're not interested in Rav Nachman's opinion now. We're interested in Rav Huna's opinion. He's the one that says it does work. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, obligated Rav Nachman. Hold the Kimlil Rav Akiva, and the Machin of Shalom Balayolam, argues on Rav Nachman. Because of Huna Karav, Kulim, Rav Shu Rabbi Kibloi, Tibor, he accepted from Rav his Rebbe, Rav and Rav Yana, and Kulim Zelam, Milo, Midarish, and Zahaya, each one with a generation earlier. Hamoy compares that could be my Sakshaman. You sell the fruit of the date tree in the winter when it doesn't exist. Actually, Balayolam, in Bor Lagza by Kaidim Nisan, he wants to change his mind before Nisan. Sha'azi Lonas might see, and that's when the trees start growing fruit. Yachal Lachzabai, he can change his mind. Shabbo Lailam, and Yachal Lachzabai, Chi'asi, as soon as it comes, Chayel Zvini, the sale kicks in. Alma, Adam Makhna Davish Lebo Lian. Yes?
I have a theory, I don't know if it's true. Does that mean that first, if it works from the time made before till now, it's about an ongoing agreement? Davish Lebo Lian is ongoing?
It's a one-time event that doesn't kick in until later.
So say
that
it's ongoing, this agreement,
it's not correct,
right?
In this case, it's not correct, yes. There'll be cases that it might be correct, but in this case, it's not correct. But not right. That's... Because that's not the case. You can change your mind. It didn't work yet. If it's ongoing, why can't you change your mind?
What
did you can't, you can change
you can't.
After it grows. Amar Rav Nachman, Medina di Shamed V'achol Le'mafkid Aminei. Rav Nachman says, and this has nothing to do with our sugya, if it grows and the guy went and took it, you can't take it away from him. Because we assume that the guy would want it to kick in. So even though the kinyan wasn't made, but if he took it, we say the guy was willing to go along with it. We didn't hear him change his mind. So yes, l'chatchila, you should go ask, do you still want the kinyan to be? But since if he didn't, if the guy went and took the fruit, the buyer went and took the fruit, we say,
you can't say give it back.
Don't think of my budget. That's Rav Huna. Rav, where is Rav? The Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. I'm a chaverai. So the zu shani lekeach that shechen a knuya lach ma'achshav. This field that I will buy, when I buy it, should be yours from now. Kana. It works. Now, how can you sell something you don't own? I'm selling Avram the field that I'll buy from Mr. Goldstein. I don't own the field yet. Yes, I am. Well, you could either be selling it or gifting it, it makes no difference. How can I sell something I don't own? The answer is, Ravish Lebel the island. The Kenyan is not applicable. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Ha'idim al-Khaveri, Kaidim Shekana Sasada. Before he bought the field, Kana, Ba'ala Matana, Alma Mirashmi Alay. So we see if Rav holds it, Rav Huna must have learned it from his Rebbe. That is case number two. Case number three, Reb Yanai. Reb Chiya. Reb Yanai and Reb Chiya will be from one story. The Reb Yanai Havili Arisa, Reb Yanai had a sharecropper. That the Maizalei Kansit the Peri Komali Shabsa used to bring him a basket of fruits every Arab Shabbat as a present. Ahu Yoyma, Nogalei Belayasa. It was one Friday. The guy was late, and he didn't come. Now, Reb Yanai wanted to take Meiser off the fruit, which didn't belong to him yet. The sharecropper had not given it to him yet. Belonged to the sharecropper. But if he brings it on Shabbos, it'd be wonderful, but he can't eat it, because it's tevel. So, although he went, where is it? Sorry. Shako asked him, he paid the base alayu. So he went and he took from the fruit of his house, and he took meiser off the fruit of that the person was going to bring to him, which didn't belong to him yet. Tyson's not sure whether it still hasn't been picked off the tree. or even if it was picked off the tree, but it belonged to the sharecropper. It wasn't Rabbi Yonai's share. Every Friday, the sharecropper bought him a present, a basket of fruit that belonged to the sharecropper.
Who's the sharecropper?
Rabbi Yonai owned the field. He had a sharecropper. Let's say the sharecropper took 50% of the fruit. But the sharecropper was very happy that Rabbi Yonai had given him this job of being a sharecropper. So every Friday, he brought him a basket of fruit with kavod shabbos. Out of the sharecropper's own chelek.
Matana.
Matana.
Doesn't it belong to the owner?
Again, the Taisus, I'm a read, the bottom Taisus, the Mishal Aris. Because if it belonged to Rabbi Yonai, it's not Dabar Shleib Oli Yoyla. It's his. So that's a big shayla, because there's a halacha that says that you need min hamukuf, right? That's Taisus' diskasha. So Taisus says, since it's only rabbinic truma, because fruit is only rabbinically required to have truma meiser, they allow it to be taken even if it's not in front of you. Taisus asked your question on the top Taisus in the Amud Beis. No davar shlo bali ayilam is certain. Not certain. There's some years that the crop doesn't work. It's common. It's common.
Whatever you produce, I'm going to. Doesn't produce, I'm not buying. Here, unless you're on a gift.
Which he gets every week. Commonly happens. Every week, the sharecropper call shows up at 4 p.m. Every week is the same thing. Always the same thing.
The whole part.
Again, the gift is given from the Aris's part. You know, I'll venture to say the following. Reuven was an Aris. He worked in Shimon's field. He worked in Rabbi Yonai's field, where the field grew wheat. But he was very grateful to Rabbi Yonai. So every Friday he brought him apples that he got somewhere else. Every Friday, he came over with a basket of apples with kavod shabbos. What? Because Taisus says it belongs to the sharecroppers. You're giving me a hard time. So I'll tell you this case.
Why is it making it more complicated to say it's giving you a part of the wheat?
I don't care. It wasn't wheat, because it would be wheat. That's a derisa. Taisus says it's peiros, which is a drabono.
So the difference is an Aris or just a stranger?
No difference. This is a story. Stories, whatever question you have on the story, we call it a kasha and a maisa. It was, this was the story.
In other words, it's not just a made-up story.
No, it's not a made-up story. It's a true story.
It didn't have to include that he was an Aris.
Again, this is the story. Once upon a time, this is what happened. Not necessary for it to be an artist, correct. But it was an artist. He had apples in his house.
They were tevel?
Yeah.
Can't take something.
No, it was tevel, and he had tevel coming. So he went and separated from one or the other. Titus asked the kasha to Harvey, yes. The chayre would have to be here. Talocha min hamukuf. The Titus in the drabonon de ketruma doesn't have to be min hamukuf. No. That's his kasha it's supposed to be. He always asks him very well. That's the Gemara. Asked the Kamei Reb Chiya. So he came to ask Reb Chiya, did he do properly? He separated on something that doesn't belong to him. A Malay Shaper Avdus. You did the right thing. The Tanya, Leman Tilmud L'Yiras Hashem Kol Hayamim. One should learn to fear Hashem all his days. What's Kol Hayamim? Elu Shabbat is Yamim Taivim. Be careful that you should have your fruit taken care of before Shabbat and Yom Tov. We want to make sure that you should have available Einik Shabbat on Yom Tov and in Shabbat and Yom Tov. And therefore, if it means The Torah is telling me, do these kinds of things to make sure that you have what you need for Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's still a middle. We're mamish in middle now. I'd like to finish. Dr. Ashi, Nogalei Shoha Yaisim Mizmano. He was late. Iluya Vavagav Tegatul Yaster. Laman Tuma Gav Truma Maishik Siv Vachaltu Zay Hashem. Kala Yamim. Elu Yom Tov Shabbos. Havid Lomad Lizor Shli Yilvatul Oynik Shabbos. Mishim Tikul Tevel. Tikul Tevel. Don't. The Torah is telling you by Tumas and Maishis, make sure you take care of it. You shouldn't have non-Oinik Shabbos. Kalayamim. You should always have available food to eat. Make sure you take care that you shouldn't be stuck with Tevel on Shabbos, that you won't have to be able to enjoy yourself. Trek to Gemara. L'may Hilchasa. What is the Torah permitting? Ilay Melasuri Yemechol. Is the Torah telling me that you're allowed to take Meiser on Shabbos?
Why Shabbos?
Or Yom Tov?
Why?
It's required the Mishle Toto de Rabbanon. Why would the Torah have to say you're allowed to do this? Why would it be banned? The issue of taking Trumas and Meisers on Shabbos and Yom Tov is rabbinic. The Torah doesn't come along to deal with a rabbinic issue. There's nothing wrong in taking Trumas and Meisers biblically from grain, from anything. So why would the Torah write, make sure you take care of your tevel before Shabbos? Because in Shabbos, you can't. It's not true. On Shabbos, you can. Biblically. The Torah is writing this. Hello. Lav Kihai Gavna. The Torah must be telling me that even though you don't own it yet, but it's coming, make sure you take care of it. Even though it's late Bali Olam, take care of it. Because we're interested in you having food for Shabbos. I mean, the Torah is allowing you to take Meiser, something that doesn't belong to you, as long as you know it's coming. Rashi. Let me just do Rashi. L'may Hilchasa, my Atikrol Azuri, what is the Pasuk coming? Inei Masur B'Shabbat HaMeichot. Mitzvah Lashmina Dabak of the Shabbos U'Mesaknon. Then the Torah is allowing you to take it on Shabbos. Pshita. Chiyitzvachol L'Mishi Tiltud Rabbanon. Hafrashas Meisers B'Shabbat Eidel M'Shushuas. It's only rabbinically prohibited. It's not Eidel M'Shushuas. L'Maq B'in Trumas Meisers B'Mesaknon Zveya. Where did the Torah answer it that I have to permit it? Elalav Kai Gavna. The Mutter La'aser Amashli Baldi Oilam. The Asid Lover L'Tzayach Haydik Shabbat. It's Mutter to take Ma'aser on what didn't come yet. And I'm allowed to do it. The Torah is saying, you can do things even though it doesn't belong to you yet, because we're interested in you having Haydik Shabbat.
But it's here.
Not here. It doesn't belong to you. For you, it's not here.
That's considered not here?
Yes, it's like me selling you a field that I will buy for Mr. Goldstein.
Is because it's common?
Because it's common.
It could be common to be on an individual, not the whole population.
Correct.
So how am I taking it off?
I know he brings me a basket of fruit. I know it has there 20 apples.
Right.
So I go and take a little bit of petruma, 2 apples. From Meiser, I know it's coming.
From
Tevel that I have in my own house.
From your own house, stuff that's in your own house, you're taking it.
Correct.
On Shabbos.
Correct. No, on, well, here I did it on Arab Shabbos. On something that's going to come on Shabbos. Correct.
That's what's bothering you. What is this happening?
He's separating it before Shabbos.
Okay, so it's fine.
It's not his.
That's one issue. But
that's the issue we're dealing with.
How about the issue of tiltles on
your gun? No, wait, again. What is the Torah permitting? Why did the Torah write Kol Hayamim?
That means that when you get something on Shabbos, I don't know how you got it, not like some friends.
It's not true. The Torah Shabbos you get, but I'm not going to get along with it. Yeah.
When you get it, make sure you're able to eat it. How are you going to be able to eat it? Separate it before Shabbos.
Again, stop for a second. It could be that the Torah is telling me you're allowed to separate Trumas and Maizes on Shabbos. That's what the Torah is telling me in Kol Hayamim.
I say it means...
Hold a second. Why can't that mean that?
That's too much of a
hidden. No, the answer is because it's not prohibited that I should have to permit it. It's not... It's only Rabbanan. Biblically, it's not prohibited. Again, only Midrabanan.
But I would have to step that far. I would say if you get someone knocks on your door.
Okay, we'll talk about this tomorrow.